This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So during the break, my producers gave me this story. We're going to dissect this together. I saw the title. That's what I know. And here's the title. An Irish woman who married the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate claims the couple have split up. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh my God! See, there's certain things I'm just gonna tell you. I'm gonna share with you what's in my brain in this very moment. Your people, white people, an Irish woman, and it wasn't just that she was Irish because she could have been Black Irish. I'm Black Irish. I'm 10% Irish. This is my people I'm talking about. An Irish woman who married the ghost of a 3-year-old pirate claims that the couple has split up. Amanda Teague, 46. From Drogheda County, Louth, married a Haitian pirate named Jack earlier this year. You just can't make this stuff up. When I talk about leftism and I talk about crazy people, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is the kind of nonsense that leftism creates. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, for the LGBTQ community out there, I just want to be real clear. Marriage is not between a ghost and a woman or a ghost and a man. It's a marriage between a man and a woman, physical beings. And here's the reason. I have just as much trouble with this marriage as I do anything else, even if the ghost is a dude. Okay, he's a Haitian dude named Jack. Well, do we really know he's a dude? She married a Haitian pirate named Jack. Jack could be a chick for all we know. Amanda Teague, 46, from Drogheda. I may have to just go to Drogheda and meet Amanda one day. Holy cow. Anyway, here's what this story goes on. The wedding to her soulmate, and they've got soulmate in quotations, took place on board a boat in international waters off the Irish coast. I want to be clear. A physical woman actually married a ghost. And it wasn't just any ghost. It was a 300-year-old, well, let me go back here, 300-year-old pirate. Now, okay, I hadn't even thought about that aspect of it. So here, you're watching me work through this in my own brain as to how I would do this if we were off the air and producing this segment. I would say, why does this woman want to marry a ghost that's 300? I mean, could you not find a younger ghost? Maybe in ghost terms, that's as sexy as you get is when you're 300 years old. That's the way my mind would work, okay? Then the second part of it would be, why do you want to marry a bad guy? Why couldn't you marry a 300-year-old accountant, you know, or a 300-year-old engineer? No, she picks a 300-year-old pirate, a dude who is stealing stuff from other people. Do I need to convince you that this chick is a liberal? She is a leftist, a progressive. And she's so progressive that she goes back 300 years to find her bad boy. A 300-year-old pirate. What? You can't find some government official to marry in Ireland? Get a real pirate. Story goes on. Taking to social media, Amanda said, oh gosh, I don't even know if I can read this. I can't read this with a straight face. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can't see me, but I can't read it with a straight face. But here it is. So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. Oh my gosh. I love leftists. They make this job easy. Okay. Let me just put it this way. I don't even know if you're enjoying this segment as much as I am, But I'm loving this. Okay? So I don't care what anybody out there's thinking. But here's the deal. I could do this every day. We could just do Surprise the Host. Okay? That could be the segment that we produce. We could do an hour of, Kevin, have you heard this freaky story from some leftist crazy person? And I could do this every day. It would still be one of the most entertaining things that you've heard. I would just probably have to worry about, you know, what I'm really thinking. Because she married a ghost. So the minute I saw that, when they gave me this thing during the break and said, here's the story. And I go, I'm just going to do it on the air. The minute I see this story, the title, I go, that's a leftist. That's a leftist. That is a leftist white woman. It is. There's no picture of her, but her name is, Amanda Teague. Google it. This story's going to come right up. I have not seen her, I swear. Go Google it, and you're going to find out. She's a crazy Irish white woman. She ain't no black woman. And let me tell you, this story, you couldn't do this story anywhere there are black people, because we at least have some level of sanity when it comes to marrying ghosts. Well, I say that. Somebody Google that before I stand by that one. But she goes on to say this. I will explain all in due course. With the Irish accent. I will explain all in due course. But for now, all I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with. So apparently, she marries a 300-year-old pirate ghost named Jack. And Jack beat the crap. I don't know, what did he do this season? Be very careful. Very careful. And here's what's funny. They say the split is another blow for Jack after he was purportedly executed for thieving on the high seas in the 1700s. Really? As if Jack cares. I mean, honestly, the fact that we're even talking about this story is a crack up in and of itself. Somebody wrote this crazy story about a woman who's married to a 300-year-old ghost named Jack, who apparently wasn't all he was cracked up to be. What, Jack didn't understand the TV? Jack was like, what the heck is that? And how are you turning it on and off? Where are my lucky charms? No, is that, yeah, that's Irish, right? Anyway, Jack is not ready for the real world. This woman just thrust him into the real world. Yeah, think about it. 300 years ago. What is Jack? Jack doesn't know what a car is. Jack doesn't know what a Apple Watch is. He's watching her answer her phone and stuff on her wrist. Jack is like, you're crazy. You're a ghost. What do you think she is? He would think she's like a witch, right? From 300 years ago, Jack would be like, witch. Be gone. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, climate change. Let me tell you, I could not be more ecstatic at what has happened in a period of 2 years. What has happened with this nonsense of global climate change? There's a new sheriff in town, folks. His name is Donald Trump. He is setting the pace. No more leading from behind as feckless Barack Obama did, and the change is noticeable. I've talked about many of these aspects that I want people to pay attention to, of how Donald Trump is exporting a new American thought process to the rest of the world. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. The new Mexican president now follows Donald Trump's lead. One of his mayors, Gastelum, wore a Make Tijuana Great Again cap in solidarity with President Trump. We talked about this, but I'm just recapping a few things. When Trump attended the G7 summit, he said in no uncertain terms, America's not going to negotiate its trade deals. There will be no encumbrances. Trump negotiated his trade deal with Mexico. He negotiated his trade deal with Canada. And has other trade deals underway with Korea, South Korea, and Japan, the invading horde from Central America tested the firmness of his relationship with Mexico, and Trump won. Mexico's President Obrador agreed to help the U.S., and he kept those invaders on his side of the border. In trade, the EU, the European Union, I don't know if you guys even remember this story. Not long after, everybody talked about the G7 and that Trump is not being fair to his partners and blah, blah, blah. And then later on, they came back and quietly said, okay, Mr. Trump, we're prepared to negotiate with you and change things up. It was quietly done. They signaled their willingness to relook at trade policies more favorable to America as if they had a choice. Now, China, I don't know, probably what, a week ago, they got a 90-day reprieve. Because Donald Trump said on January, whatever, it was a date that he said, January 1st of 2019, you're going to get a 25% uplift in your tariff. And China came back and said, listen, Mr. President, we would like to get an extension and we promise we're going to work on this. And so they got a 90-day reprieve. And I'll tell you this, at the end of that 90 days, is there any sane person in the world who believes that Donald Trump is going to lose in a negotiation where we have a $375 billion trade deficit with the country? Is there anybody that thinks we're going to lose? Well, if you do, I got some land to sell you that I don't even own. President Trump pulls no punches. He tells you what he wants. He's going to want it for America, and he will tell it to you with perfect clarity. And then he's going to get it. And in the case of climate change, I got to tell you, he couldn't be more clear. One of his first, aside from putting Scott Pruitt as the EPA director, who went in and said, okay, we're changing all these onerous rules on our corporations. Forget about it. And he put $2 trillion back into the economy by just, I'm not saying it was all EPA related, but I'm saying, with those types of deals, by saying, look, you've been not allowed to do business because these lefties, and they use the Consumer Protection Division to do this, these different things, and they just made it impossible to do business. You had to practically guarantee that in using a toilet that your child wouldn't go down the toilet and be flushed out into the ocean. And toilet makers are going, how can we guarantee you against craziness of you? So anyway, they changed all these different things, and now this stuff is going, you know, money is going back into the economy, etc. And a big part of it was the EPA. And all this stuff, look at what's going on in California. Let me tell you what's going to happen in California. Eventually, there will be no manufacturing. The only jobs in California are going to be menial and serving the elitist like Pelosi, because you cannot operate there. They may not even have cars. Certainly aren't going to have flying cars. So, but one of the other actions that Trump did that really hacked off the left is he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. Leftists lost their minds. Many videos on this. So I'm just going to play one from Tucker Carlson's. It's a summary, and here it is.
On a sunny day in the Rose Garden, what could be defined and construed as a dark speech.
This would be the day that the United States resigned as the leader of the free world.
I have such rage and sadness. We just watched a dangerous little man give a very, very scary speech.
One of the most bleak depictions of America's role in the world as environmental partners.
So he is not helping the forgotten American. He is hurting them. Their kids will have worse asthma in the summer. The president who talked about putting America first has now put America last.
That was John Kerry at the very end. He says, summer. The way he pronounced summer, summer. It wasn't summer. It's the kids will have more asthma in the summer. He sounded like old black man. Woo, it's going to be doom and gloom out of the Paris Climate Accord, right? Well, guess what? Trump's not the only one that's pulling out now. This was from the Daily Caller. Saudi Arabia's former lead delegate to the UN climate talks said the Paris Agreement to fight global warming is dead. I'm talking deader than Khashoggi. Ending what he called a big conspiracy the world created. Mohammed Salim al-Saban, also a former advisor to Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Petroleum and Mineral Resources, celebrated what he called the unofficial death of the Paris Accord. Here's what he said. Are you still following the dead Paris Agreement? Al-Saban tweeted in response to a former New York Times writer, Andrew Refkin. They will go from one meeting to another forever till it's officially announced it's dead. Don't be selective when you attack the Saudi UNFCCC position. It's unfair. So apparently the New York Times attacked the Saudis with their whole, you know, fossil fuels, whatever. And, here's what they go and say. Revkin was commenting on the news that the U.S., Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Kuwait refused to welcome, and they put that in quotes, the findings of a U.N. climate report released in October. The report said carbon dioxide emissions would need to decline 45% by 2030 to avoid warming greater than 1.5 degrees Celsius. So he's like, I'm not falling for it. I love this. Trump yanked the curtain down from yet another leftist money grab. And this guy on record says it's dead. This thing is deader than disco. And the thing that killed it was the moment Donald Trump said the United States essentially says this group is a farce. We are not going to abide by something that is nonsense, and we yanked ourselves out. But not only did we yank ourselves out, you know what we yanked out? We yanked out your tax dollars. That's what these leftists want to do. It's just how can we get America to do stupid stuff and pay for the nonsense?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We had a productive meeting today with Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer. I thought it was really a very, very good meeting. We're all on the same path in terms of wanting to get government open.
President Trump, after meeting with congressional leaders at the White House today, the president continued.
We're going to be meeting. I've designated a group, and we're going to be meeting over the weekend, that group, to determine what we're going to do about the border?
The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its 14th day, and there's no real end in sight. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says there's really been no progress made.
We recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States is also working with partners in Latin America to confront threats to sovereignty from uncontrolled migration. Tolerance for human struggling and human smuggling and trafficking is not humane. It's a horrible thing that's going on at levels that nobody has ever seen before. It's very, very cruel. Illegal immigration funds, criminal networks, ruthless gangs, and the flow of deadly drugs. Illegal immigration exploits vulnerable populations, hurts hardworking citizens, and has produced a vicious cycle of crime, violence, and poverty. Only by upholding national borders, destroying criminal gangs, can we break this cycle and establish a real foundation for prosperity. We recognize the right of every nation in this room to set its own immigration policy in accordance with its national interests, just as we ask other countries to respect our own right to do the same, which we are doing. That is one reason the United States will not participate in the new global compact on migration. Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our own citizens. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries. Make their countries great again.
Make their countries great again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I love that make their countries great again. Tijuana, make Tijuana great again. We talked about this before. The mayor of Tijuana wearing that hat. So going back a little bit in the past, Barack Obama tried to pull a fast one. He had 68,000 Central American children that wanted to enter America, and through refugee resettlement, he was going to do this under the auspice of reuniting these children with their parents. And, of course, no leftist considered the notion of inviting 68,000 children to travel thousands of miles to hopefully see their parents as foolhardy. And what are their parents doing here? What parent, you're telling me 34,000 or whatever number of parents left their children in Central? Oh, Kevin, they came to find work. They came to find, you know, prosperity in America. Okay, great. Well, if they did it and they did it legally, then they could just apply and get the kids over. It would be no big deal. But they didn't do that. But let me ask you this. It's foolhardy for your kids to travel that kind of distance. I wouldn't let my kids go across the city that I live in by themselves. Now, I will tell you, I've traversed the ranch that I grew up on many times by myself or me and my brother. And we were more than prepared to deal with the consequences, but we weren't prepared to deal with gangs. We weren't prepared to deal with predators, sexual predators anyway. So you get my meaning? Would you want your 14-year-old daughter to walk 2,000 miles to reunite with you? Mother Jones wrote of one such child. Her name was Audulina Aguilar. And she set off on a 6-week journey along a migrant trail at the age of 14, leaving her parents and 9 younger siblings behind in the highlands of rural Guatemala. She rode atop Mexican freight trains from Chiapas in the south to Tamaulipas in the north. She fought off a would-be rapist with the help of the only other woman in the group who screamed, "She's a baby!" She walked through the South Texas wilderness for 4 days trying to steer clear of the assailant who was still with the group and of the human remains they encountered along the way. As for the influx of over 68,000 children practically invited by Obama, here's what Vox wrote at the time. After 2011, the U.S. saw a rapid increase in the number of unaccompanied children like Audulina crossing into the U.S. illegally, most of them from Central America. In spring and summer of 2014, the number of children reached a crisis point. During fiscal year 2014, which is October 13th through September 2014, they say 68,541 unaccompanied children were apprehended at the Mexican border, a 77% increase over the previous year. Now, at the same time, there was a rapid increase in the number of parents arriving with young children. In fact, as many family units, 68,445, were apprehended at the border in fiscal year 2014 as unaccompanied children. So let me give you those numbers again. Unaccompanied children, 68,541. Unaccompanied family units, 68,445 apprehended at the border fiscal year 2014. Over 3 times as many families as were apprehended the previous year. Both of these influxes were concentrated in the Rio Grande Valley along the Texas-Mexico border. Now, the influx began with Obama, and it was done under a program called CAM. And here's the information about CAM that came from the government website. The CAM program was established in 2014. Now, keep in mind, this is fiscal year 2013, October from of 2013 to September 2014. So this CAM program was established in 2014. And here's what it says. To provide certain minors in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras the opportunity to be considered while still in their home country for refugee resettlement in the United States. Individuals who were determined to be ineligible for refugee status were then considered by the USCIS for the possibility of entering the United States under parole. Now, in case you're wondering why the second influx occurred, which is the one that we face today, here's your answer. On July 26th of 2016, the Department of State and DHS announced the CAM program would expand to include additional eligible family members when accompanied by a qualifying child. Sons or daughters of a U.S.-based lawfully present parent who are married and or over 21, the in-country biological parent of a qualifying child, or the caregiver of a qualifying child who is either related to a U.S.-based qualifying parent or qualifying child. So in other words, anybody and everybody from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. That's what they did. So that's what the influx was. And why do you think everybody brings a child? You know, the little ones, the children's. So beginning November the 15th of 2016, the State Department accepted applications requesting access to the program for additional eligible family members. And this is all from the government website. What essentially it said is Barack Obama pretended that he was going to enforce our borders. He invited these people over. and dispersed a bunch of them around the country, then expanded a program that said we're going to do something specific to Central American miners in those countries that have impacted, that I mentioned earlier. And then he expanded it to include their family members and a host of other things, and that's what Democrats do. They go, oh, no, we just want to help the refugees, and then suddenly it's everybody. And next thing you know, Central America's in America. And they bring all the same customs and all the same traditions, and they essentially would end up ruining this country like they ruined their own. Now, I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm saying, if you can't fix your own country, why are you coming here? You know, you come here to be a burden to us so we can have the same crap? No. If you want to come in through the legal system and understand what it means to be American, I'm all for you. Because then you understand how to protect this republic. But if you come in the way these people come in, it's crazy. Anyway, it's all ended. Yeah, Trump administration, they said, provided adequate justification for its decision to end that program that reunited hundreds of immigrants from Central America with family members in the U.S. It declared that Barack Obama's policy for this was against the Constitution, and it was a magistrate judge named Laurel Beeler who threw out the bulk of the lawsuit that argued that the termination of the Obama-era CAM program, Central American Miners Program, was arbitrary and it violated the U.S. Constitution. The program allowed parents legally in the U.S. to apply to bring children and other family members living in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador to the United States. One of the goals, they said, was to discourage children from making the dangerous journey from countries from those countries to the U.S. to be with family. And that's what I outlined earlier. So not only was President Trump right to protect America's immigration policy, but he was also correct to discourage children from endangering their lives. Now, leftists hardly discuss that aspect of illegal immigration because it doesn't suit their needs. But it is a big deal. And it is a humanitarian thing to do to say, stay home. We give you money so you can get your ducks in a row in your own countries. Well, why are we giving money if people aren't changing their views and changing their ways? Anyway, great move by Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
In Los Angeles, it's not people with Democratic views. California has voted Democrat in the presidential election since 1992. And sometimes, this city can be a bit of an echo chamber. But I've come to meet a fellow Latino stand-up comedian who has some quite surprising views when it comes to immigration.
We do have to be honest. I mean, there's a lot of crime committed by Hispanics in America. I don't like saying that out loud, but it's a hard truth that we do need to acknowledge. The United States Sentencing Commission, which keeps stats of all federal crime and who's sentenced, they actually did a study to where about 52% of all federal crime is committed by Hispanic Americans, which bothers me a lot. I mean, we're 18% of the population. We're committing 50% of federal crime. That's a big problem. So, there is merit to that. Now, pretending like it doesn't exist and be like, hey, they're all hardworking and they want to do good. Yeah, I'm sure some but there's a lot that aren't doing that. And we need to change that within our own culture. Like, I'm demanding, when I say this, other Hispanics get upset, but I'm like, we have to acknowledge this. We have to be honest. We have to be honest, because that's the only way we can fix the problem, you know?
Trump's constantly just talking about building the wall. You don't think it's a slap in the face to Latinos that he's building a wall on that border but not the Canadian border?
Well, I mean, you have to address where the problem's coming from. I mean, look, if we had a giant influx of illegal Canadians coming in here, spreading their bad music and stuff, like, yeah, we should build a wall. But it's not. It's really coming in from Mexico. And the problem is because, again, Canada has a social safety net for their people, yes or no? They do. Mexico doesn't. Mexico's social safety net is United States.
You don't think Trump himself has put a target on Mexicans that are in this country by calling them these statements like rapists and criminals and drug dealers?
Well, let's address the worst one, I think, which is, I think we can all agree. I mean, you have to be a complete idiot or lie to yourself to think that drugs don't come from Mexico into the United States. I mean, we can go back to custom seizures and, you know, we can just look at all the data. You know, most of our heroin, most of our crystal meth, most of our marijuana, you know, all legal drugs come in from Mexico. All right, like, that's, so he's not lying when he says that. They are bringing drugs. That's a fact, right? The biggest one that really offended people was the rapist comment, right? Well, here's the thing that a lot of Mexicans aren't going to say, that what I'm about to say. Mexico has a huge problem with underage sex. I don't know if people know this, and this is one thing that a lot of people are like, hey, don't air this dirty laundry because it sounds really gross, but it's a fact. Mexico's sexual age of consent is 12 years old. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Does that shock you?
It does.
You have kids.
It's gross.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is Mexican law, right? Now, this is a huge problem because this does set something in the culture. We look at 18 years old in the United States as like, dude, anything below that, you are a complete pervert. You should be ostracized from society. You should be thrown into prison, which we do. That doesn't happen in Mexico. The age of consent is 12. In some states, the age of consent is when the girl hits puberty. I mean, some women hit puberty when they're 10 years old. I mean, this is a real problem in the culture that people don't want to talk about. I feel like if you're looking to be offended, you're going to find whatever you want to be offensive. That's why I like debating this topic of immigration with, like, white liberals, because when they throw, like, that racist bullet, it, like, my brown skin, like, it just bounces off me like Superman, like, you're a racist, boom, and they're like, oh, what do I do now? You know what I mean? Like, so then now we have to talk about it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We played that clip one time before on the program. I actually don't even remember when, but it was in regards to immigration. And that is a Hispanic comedian. He happens to be Mexican. And he's giving these statistics about, you know, crime. And then he's the biggest revelation there is how the culture of Mexico and how they view sexuality of children and the age of consent being 12 years old. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I talk to people often about, it isn't, the thing that separates people isn't colors and you know, things like that, even language. The things that separate people are cultural. I want you to think about a Mexican kid growing up in a culture where he's 16 and he can, the age of consent for a girl to have sex with him is 12 years old, and he has sex with her, you know, 18 years old, 22 years old. The age of consent is 12. And he comes into America where our laws are dramatically different, where our more, you know, mores are very different than what he's learned, but he's learned it. It's ingrained in him. And we want to hold him responsible for a cultural thing. The same is whether you bring in people that believe in Islam, and, you know, whether it's mostly Muslims or whomever, and they believe in essentially the same types of things, and they believe in the subservience of women. You can't fault them when they behave as they are culturally indoctrinated. So, you know, look, I'm not trying to make a huge distinction here. We're all human beings. But I do want to make the distinction that when it comes to immigration, we have lots of things to consider that go beyond what leftists want us to consider. And you got to be aware of that. But I do want to talk more about immigration from the standpoint of what's been going on and what the money, I guess, the money that's involved. Because there's been this debate over, obviously, what they call Donald Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which is not true. It's a zero-tolerance illegal immigration policy. And so this group called Southwest Key Programs is taking in about $1 billion in federal contracts since the Obama administration. They're going to receive $500 million this year. And you know, want to know what it's for? To house and provide services for illegal children. $1.5 billion. Southwest officials received compensation for their efforts. This was a WQAD report. Tax filings show that Juan Sanchez, the group's founder and CEO, received nearly $1.5 million in 2016, nearly twice the previous year's salary of $786,822. His wife, a vice president, received $280,000 in 2015 in total compensation. According to his biography, he grew up in a poor neighborhood in South Texas, went on to receive a doctorate in education from Harvard, is well-connected in the Latino community. Hispanic Business Magazine ranked Southwest Key number 4 in its list of top 25 Latino nonprofits in the country several years ago. The League of United Latin American Citizens, they call it LULAC, honored Sanchez with its Rise to the Challenge Award. From 2007 to 2013, Sanchez also served on the board of the former National Council of La Raza, one of the nation's largest Latino advocacy groups. La Raza was at the forefront of fighting for many issues related to Hispanics, but it was also long criticized by those who charged it's racist and sympathetic to separatist ideology. The group rebranded, changed its name in 2017 to Unidos U.S. Are you guys even aware of that? Another board member was a guy by the name of Anselmo Villarreal, and he was on from 2006 to 2012. He's president and chief executive of the Wisconsin-based La Casa de Esperanza, which provides services to immigrants at locations nationwide. Villarreal has taken a high-profile position against Trump policies and last month participated in a march against the Wisconsin County's plan to work with federal immigration officials. So here's my point. Everybody connected to this is very ethnocentrically Latino. And everybody connected to this is taking huge swaths of your taxpayer dollars and putting them into their pockets. And this is how the system works. There's money to bring these people in to and house them and supposedly make them productive, you know, members of society. And this is all done under the guise of nonprofit. Let me tell you, if you connect the dots with the people that we're talking about, just go look up Southwest Key Programs. $1 billion in federal contracts since the Obama administration, $500 million this year. Housing and services provided to illegals, not people that are immigrants legally. I mean, there may be some that are refugees or what have you, but the majority of these people are illegals. And look, I'm not going to do the math for you. You go out and do your research and find out what the cost is for these folks to be part of this program. How many people is Southwest Key Programs really taking in for this $1.5 billion that it's taken so far? And these various nonprofits, 25 nonprofits in the country, this group was voted number 4 of the top 25. I dare you to go do research on those top 25 and find out who is in the money grab. You want to know who it's going to be? It's going to be a bunch of Harvard grads who know the system and who have friends in high places and who have donated a lot of money to Democrat causes. That's what you're going to find. It's a scam, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.